It's an important moment in the Paris art world with the reopening today of one of the city's most popular galleries. The Picasso Museum, housing thousands of works, was closed in 2009. And now, after 5 years of expensive and at times controversial renovation, it's opening its doors once again. Our correspondent got a sneak preview, accompanied by the artist's grandson, Olivier Picasso.
You know, I was a teenager when I first visited the place.
I'm with Olivier Picasso going up the staircase of the Hôtel Salé, the grand 17th century residence in the Marais district of Paris, which has become the home of the most important Picasso collection in the world.
So in 1985, the building was opened by the President of the Republic of that time, François Mitterrand.
Olivier is Picasso's grandson via his lover Marie-Thérèse Walter, who was his muse and model through the 1930s. She features in many of the museum's paintings and sculptures.
From 1927, when Pablo met my grandmother in front of the Galeries Lafayette, she became the only model. And she was also the reason of a total transformation in its creation.
It's 5 years since the Picasso Museum was last open, 5 years in which millions of visitors to Paris have been deprived of this artistic treasure. Well, what they get now is a museum that's been enlarged and opened up and given far more light and space to show off what in fact is just a fraction of the thousands of items in the entire collection, from the very early days in Spain and Paris, right up to Picasso's death in 1973. The museum's director is Laurent Lebon.
His work is so fascinating.
In fact, Laurent Lebon has only been director here since June, after his predecessor, a well-known Picasso scholar, was sacked because of her management style and big delays in completing the renovation.
70 years of creation. We don't know exactly.
But that's all over now, and this week Monsieur Lebon was busy showing around VIPs, among them the celebrated American architect Frank Gehry, who gave me his reaction after seeing the exhibition.
There's enough ideas. If people would look at this stuff, the nice thing is, in the world of globalization of art, the young African contemporary artists are influenced by Picasso. And it's sort of around, because Picasso was influenced by Africa, and it's so wonderful.